You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. And like the man said, we are indeed a crew that is solid, conservative, and just plain right. And we're gonna move towards something that that I enjoy every week. We had to put it off a day just because of scheduling. We had not only that, but we had technical issues, and then we had just a pile of stuff when it comes to Afghanistan and other topics that bumped this back a day. But right now, we're gonna move to Copper's Corner, where Copper gets an opportunity just to talk to her generation and to the world at large. And so, Copper, the microphone is yours.
Copper's Corner, a safe space for hard truths.
All right. Well, happy Friday, everybody. And today and this week, what's been on my mind a lot is the new Texas abortion law and the different approach they're taking here. It's really a devious approach, pretty shrewd, designed specifically to avoid lawsuits, since the state can't enforce abortion restrictions. And they would be blocked and lawsuits would come against them. They decided to give private citizens the power to do that instead. And this surprised a lot of people, including myself. And so I just wanted to pose the question to everybody and to my generation of what we think about taking this route going forward. Are we okay with this? Do the ends justify the means? Because I think it's really going to set the tone going forward. Now, the justices who dissented and some other Democrats have already threatened to try and pack the court as a response to this. So it seems like matters are going to escalate from here. But it's not like the other side doesn't use these kinds of tactics. And in a way, it almost seems a little ridiculous, the level of outrage that they're showing to this. They're basically saying, how dare you use the tactics we use? You should roll over and become irrelevant already. They don't take Christians seriously. They think we should just play nice and only they can use backhanded or surreptitious legal loophole routes. But the Bible tells us that we should be as wise as serpents, not just as innocent as doves. And I think this kind of shrewdness is a little overdue. I've been musing a lot lately on how we can respond to basically the Democrats' cultural dominance and how they've taken over the country. And it seems like mostly we're just willing to point out their lies, their attacks on American culture and ideology, and we just keep pointing it out over and over again, hoping, oh, they'll become ashamed if we keep pointing it out, if we show the flaws and the faults in their logic and their reasoning and just the blatant lack of truth in what they say. And they don't care. They know they're lying. Their own constituents know they're lying. We can't keep just taking the high ground, the moral high ground, because they know that they're not playing by our traditional rule book. And so at what point do we need to start playing their own game in order to have any chance of success in beating them? If we were to face an enemy with a sword, we would take up a sword. If we were to face an enemy with a gun, we would take up a gun. We use spies in response to spies. So isn't it somewhat reasonable to use legal loopholes or, you know, write into law ways to defend ourselves from being sued since they use the same tactics? Matters will escalate, but wouldn't they have anyway? Liberals are getting more and more shameless. Things that they wouldn't once have openly said, they're willing to say now. They're openly communist. The socialist Democrats, they wouldn't have said that a while back, but now they're perfectly fine saying those sorts of things. They're perfectly fine criticizing democracy, saying they want to change the Constitution. And so wouldn't their tactics have become worse and worse over time, even if we hadn't taken a drastic step like this? If we don't change our tactics, we don't really stand a chance, at least it seems like to me, to preserve America's core ideologies and beliefs and the Constitution that our country was founded on. But do the ends justify the means? When does shrewdness cross the line into immoral actions that are no different than our opponents? Do we want to start enabling citizens to go on witch hunts, as the opposite side has characterized this law to be, or bounties on people who disagree with us? That's an extreme way to look at the law, but I see their point in a way. And I think the next generation, although of course the older generations too, need to think about these questions, because it'll determine not just the future of our country, but how we handle conflicts and disagreements in our culture as a whole. And those kinds of foundational shifts run deep. So I think we should pause and count the cost of this, because if we get nastier, as it were, so will they. What are we doing? What are we willing to do to preserve the ideology of our country? And when does it become too much? And those are significant questions to answer. And I think we should do so, because we do try and hope to be better than those who are willing to take the lives of unborn children. And we should show that honor and that integrity in every area, even when trying to do the right thing. And that's Copper's Corner.
Outstanding. No, that's a great question. So, I mean, I think your point is well taken, and let's dissect it for a second. So yeah, liberals have a tendency to take these bully tactics, like threats of lawsuits or actual lawsuits, knowing full well that sometimes those who are attacking would have a hard time sustaining the lawsuit, and they capitulate just to avoid, you know, the legal action. And then other times too, they take this sort of highbrow cancel culture, we'll take care of you, but how dare you ever respond in kind? And that you're right. That is, and you know, I think I told this story once before. So, you know, on a slightly different tack, there's this organization called Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yeah.
And they're based out of Michigan, I believe. And they are notorious for finding out that some small town has a Christian flag hanging in front of the town hall, or that they have a nativity scene, you know, on Christmas. And I'm just going to tell you, some of my favorite stories in the battle against cancel culture and liberalism are these small towns who will buck up and say, well, then you file that suit because we got an attorney too. But most of them don't. Most of them look at it and go, well, we can't afford that lawsuit. What are we going to do? And so they all just take down the nativity scene and they creep away. But let me tell you, and I won't say which town it was, it's because I don't want to draw any fire for them, although they're totally willing to take the fire apparently. But one small town in my district, when I was a state senator, literally had, you know, out front they had four flags. They had the U.S. flag, the state flag, a POW/MIA flag, and a Christian flag, flying in front of town hall. And it was great, and it was right there next to a little veterans memorial they had, and everything. And this is a beautiful small town atmosphere, and sure enough, they got a letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which said that an unnamed local citizen was offended and was willing to be the plaintiff in their lawsuit to file suit against the town to take down the Christian flag. And you know, I looked at that, and I thought, wow. Well, The mayor of the town was just a great guy. He's not in office now, but the mayor of the town was a former Vietnam era paratrooper. He was just one of my favorite people in public office. And he said, "Well, you know what? Oh, by God, this is our town, and here's what we're going to do." Well, there was a church right next door, Copper. So they had this church, literally the property of the church butted up against the property of the city hall. So city hall decided, well, we'll just deed away that property that has the flag on it. And they deeded it to the church. So the church property now laps in front of City Hall and has the flag still flying. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation had to tuck their tail between their legs and turn around and go back to Michigan, because they couldn't do anything about it. So when you drive by, it looks like that Christian flag is flying in front of town hall, except that it just happens to be owned by the church.
That's hilarious, but it's also ridiculous that we have to resort to that kind of thing.
Well, it is. It's absolutely ridiculous. You are so right.
I am curious, though, since we're comparing the two, do organizations like Freedom From Religion, when they sue, are they the ones who get a payout? Because in the Texas case, it's like any Joe Schmo on the street can sue a woman who had an abortion and get a $10,000 payout. But is that what the other side has done in the past as well?
They very often get their attorney's fees back on some of these claims. And I don't know for a fact if Freedom From Religion Foundation makes their money. Now, Southern Poverty Law Center, by the way, sues the state of Alabama all the time over anything conservative. And so SPLC sues. And SPLC has got offshore bank accounts with tens of millions of dollars in it because they make money by finishing a lawsuit, prevailing in front of a liberal judge, and then presenting to that judge their extremely large legal bill. And the judge orders the state of Alabama or any other state to have to pay it. And so, next thing you know, it's unreal. So next thing you know, that bill for, you know, $2,700,000 gets paid. When truthfully, they were probably being funded through grants and had no loss or out-of-pocket expenses themselves anyway. So they just piled the money back into their account. It's a crying shame. Well, let's move towards that short break we got here in the mid-cycle and get ourselves through some of our team. Folks, if you want to, by the way, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, let me just say this. It's easy. And Bobby is talking to folks all the time. You hear all these, I call them our team members, all right? When you're advertising on Right Side Radio, you are part of the team. And if you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, go to the contact tab and look for Bobby's contact info. And you will find how to contact him. He will tell you how to be part of the advertising team on Right Side Radio. We'd love to have you. All right, folks. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We'll be right back.